The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. This is Alan, and Robin is still fighting the battle, but she's making very, very, very forward steps in her health struggle this morning and this week. So she's got some good news. She's getting things straightened out, and so we're hopeful that she'll be rejoining us real soon. She just got to get everything in order as far as her medication, and that changes not daily but weekly. She continues to lose weight, which is good, and she's looking good and feeling a little better, but you know, she's not getting quite enough rest. Still suffers a little insomnia and things like that. So anyway, Robin's not here.
She made room for me.
She made room for you. Good morning.
Good morning, Alan. How are you doing?
I'm good, buddy. That should be a familiar voice to some of you folks who've ever called the show. And we hope you do this morning because Aaron is running the board. He's also our producer this morning. He's back in Baltimore at the studio. And he'll be taking your phone calls when you enter the muzzleloader contest. We're giving away a CVA muzzleloader. And the last three... I don't want to call them press releases or information sessions that CVA sent out to their email list, which I'm on, have all been concerning one muzzleloader, and that is the Optima V2. Now, Chris, you shoot a Wolf.
Yes, I do.
I shoot an Acura. I have a couple Acuras, Acura LR, which I used yesterday and hunted with for the last 2 days. You have the Wolf. And can you recommend CVA, Chris? What do you think?
Oh, without question.
Really?
To me, that's a no-brainer.
No-brainer?
Well, no-brainer.
Why don't you share your story, Chris?
Let's see. Well,
Thursday morning, opening day of early muzzleloader season, Chris and I plan to meet at 6 o'clock to into the woods. So at 5:30, I get a call. I'm running late. Okay, fine. Why don't you go ahead and go up? All right, I'll go up and get in the stand. You get there when you get there and get in your stand. Okay. And the rest.
So I finally get there.
Wasn't that late.
No, it wasn't too bad. Plenty of light, so I didn't have to worry about tripping over any sticks or anything like that getting to the stand. Got into the stand. Got up. It was about, 15 feet? So,
yeah, about 15 feet.
And as soon as I get settled in, I turn my head, and lo and behold, three does come in. And I'm not really ready. Well, I am.
Kind of.
The primer was in there. I was really pretty much all set to go, but I just wasn't really ready. Mm-hmm. And I looked at them, and I thought, well, you know, I could... But I'm going to pass because last year I had gotten a doe relatively young, and these three were about her size. And I said, no, just going to let them go.
Young.
Yeah, very young. And I let them go. And then I get more settled in, taking everything in. It was gorgeous view, gorgeous weather. And then all of a sudden, I see another deer. And I looked. And I saw a point. And I saw 2 points on one antler. Oh, a good 4-point buck. So I'm standing there, not moving, and all of a sudden, he comes walking towards me. 20 yards, 10 yards. Next thing I know, he's underneath the stand. He looks up at me. I don't move. I look down at him. He turns around and starts running, oh, maybe 6, 7, 8 yards, and then he stops. And then he slowly starts walking away. And I said, this is it, Chris. Pull that hammer back, let it rip. And sure enough, he just stuck his tail up and walked away. Contacted Alan and said, I just shot a buck. And I said, but he's walked away, tail straight up. Alan said, I'll come down. So he's at a different stand. He comes down, and we start looking. And he's asking me questions because, you know, this is really the second deer I've ever caught, and I'm still learning a lot of things. So Alan and I are talking, and then we start walking, and do you think he went in this direction? Not 100% sure. Close, but not 100% sure.
We had no blood trail.
No blood trail whatsoever. And Alan says, you know, be careful where you walk, because all you need is that little speck of blood, and if you walk in the wrong place, you're going to cover it up, and we'll never find it. Well, now I'm beginning to think I didn't hit it. So Alan's leading the way, looking. I'm looking behind him, looking for fur, anything. Nothing. So we go around a corner, and Alan says,
well, I stopped, and Chris says, oh, that's a trash bag up there. I said, you sure? Come on up here.
And I walked up.
And there it was.
Yep.
Best sight in the woods after you take a shot. A big old white belly laying there.
Yep. It wasn't until you said, come on up here, and all of a sudden I started to really look, and I saw the brown, and it's like, oh, my gosh. I just shot my very first buck.
Yep.
He's a big boy.
He was. He's pretty nice sized deer. No question. So, yep. So we took a couple pictures real quick. And, I mean, first thing in the morning, you shot that deer at 7:58, right before 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
You'd only been in the stand about...
not even an hour.
Yeah, half hour, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
And made a good shot on that deer. So we were happy to find it, even though there was not much blood trail. The deer was hit quartering away from you, but hit a little far back, and it, you know, the bullet path traveled right up into the vitals, and it was all over. So it was a really good shot. So anyway, we found the deer, and Chris got more into the field dressing part than he did last year, and you know, I was the guy that held the leg. And I was the guy that said, cut this, do that, you know, circle that, do this, slice it there. You got to get in here, do this, do that. And lo and behold,
we hit the butcher shop.
We walked out of the woods with a cleaned out deer.
Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah. So we were pondering how to get the deer out and back to the truck. And I was able to get the truck fairly close, but we had, you know, kind of a brushy, steep bank to climb.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't that far. It was only like 50 yards out of the woods to get it into the truck, and we made that struggle.
Oh, my gosh.
Because it was a good deer, and uphill all the way. And,
uh-huh.
You know,
and a fair amount of brush.
Clear the brush out as we went. So, but we managed. Got it on the truck, took it to the butcher shop.
I got quite the workout.
Yeah. And then, you know, as we go along, if you folks want to ask any questions, because we're going to ask a couple here, what's your favorite way to get your deer processed if you take it to a processor? I realize there's many in our audience that cut their own and do that. But if you take it to the processor, what's your favorite way to get it cut? Do you add fat to the ground meat to give it more flavor? Do you add pork fat, beef fat? What percent? Do you take advantage of any of the specialty meats? You know, the sausages, the bolognas, the snack sticks, the bacon, the chipped, any of that stuff, hot dogs. What do you get from your deer when you get it processed? That's question number one. When we come back, I'll tell you about last night in another county far, far away. But right now it's time for me to tell you about Backyard Billy's. You know, it did get a little chilly overnight. The last two mornings was in the mid-40s. Chris would turn the fireplace on a couple times during the night automatically because it just, we set it for a certain temperature and it turns on, turns off. The room gets a little colder. And was this room uncomfortable at any time for you?
Not one bit.
Right.
In fact, I got a little too hot.
Yeah, well, there's no, I mean.
But that's okay.
We have the heat and air conditioner back there for the room, but we don't, it's not been on. They control the heat right there with that beautiful fireplace from Backyard Billy's. It's a gas insert. It's made by Enviro. That's the company name, E-N-V-I-R-O. It's a model EX35. It's got a beautiful brass frame or metal frame on it. What do you think? You never saw it before, Chris.
No, I mean, all these years I'd heard about it, but this is the first time I've seen it. It's got like nice antique brass with a black background.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, and the you know, it looks like a...
fireplace.
The flames come up. It looks like there's a, you know, pile of burning logs in there. It's really nice. But anyway, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries Enviro and Regency, a couple other brands, and I will tell you what they back you up with. Well, they start out with outstanding knowledge of their product, friendly service when you go to, you know, inquire, and then their prices are good. And they do the installation, and if you need any follow-up or service, they're great. They're friendly. They're very... you know, user friendly, so to speak, with that. Our guy did the stonework, the chimney work, everything that needed done with this thing was all set up through Hearth America at Backyard Billy. So, you know, they carry other top brands too, and they also carry free. Well, the inserts include gas, wood, pellet, and electric. So, if you know you're housing authority or HOM or whatever you want to call it, doesn't allow you to have, puts fireplaces in your place, but doesn't allow you to have, you know, gas or fuel or anything. You can put an electric unit in there, but Hearth America can take care of that for you. But they also have the freestanding wood and pellet stoves. If you want to use one of those for supplemental or even primary heat in one of your rooms, you can do that too. So you can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's or in Graysonville. Stop in the showroom soon. You'll be ready for the coming chilly weather that's, you know, already here from time to time. BackyardBillies.com, the Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500. 410-827-4500. They're on Drummer Drive right there in Graysonville, right off Route 50, like a block off Route 50. You see the place. Well, going by on Route 50. They're open 7 days a week. Hearth America, Route 50, exit 44B is the way to get there. Evans Avenue, go right off the exit and right onto Drummer. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. Now, it was muzzleloader season. Both of us shooting a CVA muzzleloader. CVAs are available from our friends at Clyde Sport Shop, but Clyde Sport Shop is also your full-line Browning dealer. So the next step around the corner is, of course, you know, there's some waterfowl season in right now. There's duck season, and I want to tell you about the A5 Wicked Wing Vintage Camo. This is the A5, the famous A5, super reliable autoloader duck hunting shotgun featuring kinematic drive recoil operation to insert the next round into the chamber. The recoil does that. It's got a composite stock. It's Cerakote bronze camo finish on the receiver and the barrel as well. Beautiful. So you've got the bronze against the vintage camo, the Wicked Wing vintage camo, oversized bolt released, extended in Vector DS goose band choke tubes, and a corrosion-resistant chrome bore. Comes with an ABS case, all that at Clyde Sports Shop. There's also the Maxis 2, which is the Ducks Unlimited Gun of the Year. Comes in Arc Camo, which is Browning's proprietary camo. Reliable gas-operated autoloader shotgun with additional enhancements to improve your performance. It's got a composite stock with a soft flex cheek pad, an inflex recoil pad, and oversized controls. Those two beautiful shotguns are made by Browning and supplied by your full-line Browning dealer, Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, 21227. Beltway sign says Lansdowne. Post office says Halethorpe. Take your pick. Flip a coin. Go to the place. It's 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, just off Beltway Exit 9. Well, you lived over there.
Yeah, lived right around the corner from there. And I'll tell you, go to Clyde's.
Yeah, since 1957, 410-242-6108, ClydeSportsShop.com, ClydeSportsShop.com, new website, ready to go. Open 7 days a week, firearms, licenses, ammunition, scope mounting, right there, Clyde's. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com. Argo extreme terrain vehicles are what hunters and anglers think when it comes to navigating the toughest terrain. Shanks Argo in Chambersburg is the Mid-Atlantic's premier Argo XTV dealer. From the marshes of the Delmarva to the mountains of Western Maryland, Argo provides extreme terrain performance for getting you there and getting you back. The Argo family of extreme terrain vehicles covers a full range of models for every recreational and professional requirement. Visit Shanks Argo to choose the vehicle series and model that best suits your extreme conditions. The Magnum Side-by-Side, the Frontier 6x6 and 8x8, the Aurora Huntmaster 8x8, and the Frontier Scout 6x6. You can test drive these in-stock Argos at Shanks Argo, 4900 Molly Pitcher Highway in Chambersburg, PA. 717-375-1025. That's 717-375-1025, or visit shanksargo.com. Argo, the world standard for amphibious off-road mobility at Shanks Argo.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
September, fall is coming. I got a feeling and I can't control it. Rumor has it at the hardware store, 6 inches wider than the year before. Big bulls, big bucks, mountain roads and pickup trucks. Hunting all day just to catch a glimpse of. Big bulls, big bucks.
Big bulls, big bucks. Well, we didn't see any big bulls. We didn't see any big bucks. So after we got Chris's deer to the
processor,
deer processor. Yep. We he picked out his cut. And how did you get your back straps done? Butterfly hole.
Yes, butterfly.
Butterfly. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So John B says. What next? A guy that couldn't hit a squirrel bags a four-pointer. Congratulations, Chris.
Thank you, John B.
Yeah, there you go. So we go back in the stand, and I was in your stand, or, well, the stand you were in. We switched, basically.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Nothing with Thursday night. Not a deer. And, other than Karen, my target doe. Yeah. You know, we have this one dog. We have several that we listen for. There's the Upper West dog who's in the woods off the property, and then we have the
Lower South dog.
Lower South dog, and then the middle dog, which is at the
sheep farm?
Yeah, sheep, goat, guinea, turkey, chicken farm.
You name it, they grow.
Horse farm. Yeah, there. He's there. And he barks when the deer's coming into the middle. The upper dog barks when the deer's coming in the finger at the end. The lower dog barks when they're coming into the bedding area. And earlier in the season, the dog barked, and I saw a flash of a doe, and that's when Karen busted me last week, okay? So we have named her Karen. We had to survey whether we should take out this matriarch doe or not, and we did have a positive result on that. So anyway, I walk out of the woods after, you know, sunset, after the season's over. Of course, gun's empty. I step out of the woods, and what do I hear coming from the even further south, probably 50, 60 yards away? I'm like, dirty dog.
Well, she got you.
Well, it was too late to do anything about it, but she had already known I was there, and so didn't show herself. She must know my evil intent. Anyway, that was Friday night. Yeah, Thursday night. Yesterday morning we go again. I sit where you sat.
Nothing.
We didn't see any deer.
No.
Did we?
No. Saw foxes. Lots of squirrels.
Oh, plenty of squirrels. The young ones are coming out of their nests. So, but I told Chris it was his fault. He stunk the place up on Thursday. But anyway, we had a trip planned to Cecil County with the Upper Bay Gun Club, and Tom Slavin is at his Saskatchewan waterfowl
location
in, you know, up in Saskatchewan. He won't be back till like November 7th or something, but or maybe November 4th or 5th. I think he's going to vote.
Not that far away.
No, and Tom's a very, you know, determined guy when it comes to that. So we met Tyler, had a nice little lunch, didn't we, dog?
Yeah, we did. Young lady was very entertaining.
Yeah, she was extremely entertaining. We had a little lunch at a sub shop in Cecilton and met a young lady there. She kept calling us dog and bro. Anyway, it was fun. So we met with Tyler, and he took us down the road. Not far. Took us down the road. Not far from where I hunted before. Not far from Cecilton. Earlville, and we got in the stand, and Chris said, I've hunted this stand before, and I said, okay. He said, Tyler didn't realize that I'd hunted this before, and I said, well, I'm in the same stand I hunted last year where I took that big doe, and so, lo and behold, I mean, the day wears on a little bit, and it's 4 o'clock now, okay, so I see deer behind us. Big patch of weeds. I mean, they're big, tall weeds, and I can't actually see the whole deer until they get to the edge of the woods, mm-hmm. And then I just see heads and ears moving back and forth, and occasionally a back. I knew there was a couple deer in there. Well, and a doe and a fawn and a bigger mm-hmm. deer, and they came working their way down the edge of the woods into this little clearing, which was to the left of my stand against the woods, and it's probably 100 yards to there, which the deer were shootable in there,
uh-huh.
You know, and it was still does, and it turned out to be a total of 5 of them at that point, and there were a couple big ones, and it was a hard left shot. I didn't really, I mean,
feel comfortable with.
I wanted to wait and see because there was plenty of daylight left. I wanted to wait and see, so they all went away, and I Found out later that there's a big dark doe with a double throat patch, which is really unusual. And I would have taken that deer had I seen that deer, and I'd have done something special with it. And I probably did see it and didn't recognize the double throat patch. Yeah, I mean, that wasn't something I was looking for. When I see does, I look at their hocks to see if they're, you know, ready to breed and that type of thing. And see if their hocks are dark, their inside back hocks on their hind legs. I checked that out with the binoculars. None of them were anywhere close. So they came and went, and it got to be, you know, twilight, you know, that 30-minute period we were allowed to shoot after sunset.
Which I think was like 6:21 or something.
Yeah, 6:21. So it ticked on, and I didn't see anything coming, and all of a sudden I see a deer step out into the field. And it's got antlers. And I looked at it through the binoculars, and it looked pretty good, actually. I mean, I thought at least three on a side.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking 8-point, you know, because, but it's, you know, it's twilight. It's getting there. Well, I put the scope on the deer. I was only on 4 or 5 power and didn't turn it all the way up. But the binoculars were 10 power. It told me everything I needed to know, that it was a buck and I was going to probably take it, which I did. I lowered the rest of the muzzleloader on the side of the redneck blind. And I have a V dot, which is a red dot in the center of the lighted, illuminated dot in the center of the crosshairs. And I put that, I told Chris, and here's a tip for anybody, if you're in a low light situation and you're going to take the deer, find the front leg, put your crosshairs on the front leg, go right up to the center of the body. You can't go wrong.
No.
You can't go wrong. I shot, hit the deer right where I aimed. Deer ran out in the field about 60 yards.
Dropped.
That was it. Done. Well, that turned out to be a very respectable 4-point buck.
Yes.
And
another monster.
It wasn't a monster, but it was a good sized deer,
yeah,
and you know, and I was happy with it. So we got the truck down in the hay field, dressed it out, and brought it home. Opened a cavity last night, got it cooling out in the back of the truck. It was certainly cool enough last night, and now that's on the way to the processor this morning. So Chris and I have tagged out our buck tag for the early muzzleloader season.
Mm-hmm.
So. We'll probably go out this afternoon and look for Karen.
Yes.
Or another one for you.
Either way, so, we're on a mission.
Well, yeah, Chris is on a mission to fill the freezer before winter, so let's hope that happens.
Yeah.
Do we have any callers on the line? Aaron. Oh, come on, folks. We're halfway through the first hour. We need some callers for the muzzleloader contest. 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. That's our phone number. If you want to win a CVA muzzleloader, this is the Optima that CVA has been touting. It's camo, beautiful camo. It's got a scope mount. You have to get your own optics for it. It retails right now on sale for $450 on the CVA website. So it's quite a valuable little muzzleloader, and it'll put a nice addition to your gun case or your gun cabinet or your gun safe and for your hunting repertoire. So why not stop at what you're doing and give us a call, 410-922-6680. Leave your name and number with Aaron, and then all you got to do is go on the air with me. And if you don't want to talk to me, you can talk to Chris.
And you can, all you have to do is just say hi.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Just say hi.
You've got to come on the air.
And you can also enter via email, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. That's my email address, my last name, Ellis, E-L-L-I-S, @ellisoutdoors.com. On your subject line, make sure you put contest, muzzleloader, something, so that I know you want to enter the contest. Once you make that phone call, once you go on the air with me, like Chris said, just say hi. You can bring up a question, a comment, or anything you want. But we'd love to hear from you. Now is the time, 410-922-6680. All right. John B. says, and the old man has still got it. Congratulations. Send me some pictures later. John B., we did not take any pictures.
No, we were so busy dressing it out and getting it
on a truck.
On a truck and try to get it cooled down as soon as possible.
Yeah, well, we,
it was a little warm yesterday.
It was, but we might get, yeah, we it was warm. Yeah. We might get a buck on a truck picture or something.
Yeah.
We'll see how that goes. Anyway, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Mark in Delaware is on the line. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Good, good. How are you?
Doing great.
Hey, Mark.
Tired, but, you know, tired.
Okay, I've got a practical question for you.
Okay.
How do you stay warm when you're out in the field?
Ask Chris. He's the
how are you?
I'm fine, Mark. How are you doing?
Good. No complaints.
He's the layer guy. Chris is the layer guy.
Yeah, I'm learning. Let me see. This time, because it was, you know, what, daytime high of like mid-60s, I think.
Yeah.
Nighttime, if it were, you know, 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, it's supposed to get down to like 45. So in answer to your question, last year, because it was so cold, I had so many layers on. I felt like that little kid from The Christmas Story. If I fell over, somebody'd have to come pick me up. But for the past 2 days, it has been a thin base layer, you know, really lightweight. And then on top of that, I have...
What kind of material?
It's a spandex. It's all pretty much, there's no natural material anymore. But I'm surprised at how much heat the polyester maintains and holds. It's phenomenal.
It allows you to breathe.
Yes.
It allows the sweat to escape.
It
wicks the moisture away and allows the material to breathe so you don't sweat to death. The sweat doesn't stay against your body to get cold.
Yeah, and it puts in that very famous layer of dead air. That's the best insulation. And then on top of that, I have a mid-weight set, you know, tops and bottoms. And then on top of that, I think I have just a pair of cotton pants in case it got too hot. I could go ahead and take my camo pants off without totally getting undressed. And then same thing for the top. Light base layer, mid layer. And then on top of that is pretty much my, I think I've got a shirt and then a mid-weight jacket. And I was sweating both days.
Well, that's you.
Yeah, that's me, because I'm hot. I'm normally hot anyhow. High metabolism.
So,
but that's pretty much it. And then as far as feet are concerned, merino wool socks and a boot. Now, I've got a pair of they're light, but they're really built for cold weather. I've got a pair of boots. And then I've got a pair of uninsulated boots, and I wore my uninsulated boots with the wool sock. My feet didn't sweat. I was very comfortable.
Wow. Because it's not like you can get up and do any jumping jacks or anything else.
You could.
Oh, yeah.
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 It's very lightweight.
The layers that you can obtain right now are very, very user-friendly. Chris overdresses a little bit more than I do. I use base layer, too. I use the same polyester, basically, not the same brand, but I use a brand that's made by a Baltimore company that they gave me years ago, and they still, you know, I still use them. But there are others. It depends on the weather. This is an all-round set that I use this time of year of base layer, top and bottom, long sleeve. And then I wear a synthetic sock or a wool blend sock. My feet used to be horrible. I used to wear custom socks or specialty socks called what were they called? Years ago, decades ago. I wore them and wore them for a long time. But I'm not worried about the socks anymore. I use a rubber boot. I use a
neoprene.
Rubber neoprene, yeah.
Yeah.
It's got thin slate. It's got anywhere from 400 to 800 grams. This, I think, has 600 grams of thin slate. Keeps your feet warm. For the base layer, over the base layer, I put on a pair of polyester pants and a belt. just, you know, off the rack stuff. And then I have a coverall, insulated coverall that I use that has the safety strap built in. So my bottom is, you know, three layers, base layer, pants, and coveralls. And then on the top, base layer, polyester light camo shirt, hoodie, polyester hoodie, and then a lightweight, kind of a fleece jacket, lightweight. And I stayed totally comfortable all day. You know, yet last night I was way over dressed with the jacket. The jacket came off in the stand.
But I think last night was warmer than the
night before. Oh, yeah, normal than predicted, and we're inside a stand with wasps. So, yeah, it was. But, but yeah, so, I mean, totally comfortable. Now, on a colder day, I have a set of base layer called ECWS, Extreme Cold Weather System. Again, it's a lined polyester. The top is one of them is a zip up, and the other one is just a round neck. And the ECWS really works well. You can't wash it and dry it in a washing machine. You can wash it, but you have to dry it, air dry it. The other thing I wear in colder weather is the merino wool scent guard. Top and bottom, and that also has a quarter zip front. So you keep your neck warm, you're going to stay warm. And the key to staying warm for me is keeping my neck warm. So I have a variety of neck gaiters that I wear. And it just, you know, I started this back in the, I don't know, 70s. You used to be able to get, Mark, you would remember, you used to be able to get a turtleneck that would go over your head and fit inside your shirt.
Oh, yeah.
A mock turtle. I wore those hunting. I had a red one, and I wore those hunting to keep my neck warm. The hoodie helps, you know, now, but to keep my head and face warm, I have a pair of what are they called? 180 degrees.
Oh yeah,
the earmuffs.
Yeah, huh?
Yeah, I wear those in colder weather. They work great. You can hear everything. You keep your ears warm. Face mask was enough yesterday, a face mask and just a ball cap. In colder weather, I'll wear an insulated hunting cap. I'll wear a skull cap type of thing, and then put my hunting hat over top of that, or a heavier face mask and the earmuffs. So, you know, it's all about keeping your head and your neck warm.
Yeah. The neck is really a big thing. It keeps the cold air from rushing down your back.
That's true.
Down your chest.
Yep.
You're right. If you keep your neck warm, it's like in the rain. If you keep your face dry, you're dry.
That's true. Yep. So I don't know if that gives anybody any help or not, but that's what we do. So.
Okay. Just wanted to know, you have any sponsors who carry all this?
I have to think about that.
I'll think
about that. I really do.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do. Not a current sponsor now, but Chris and I both got our camo on sale.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to call me after the show, I'll be more than glad to help you out with that.
Yeah.
Okay?
Terrific. Look, do have that. A real good week.
You do the same,
you do the
Mark.
Same, buddy.
Good to
thank
see you,
sir.
See you.
Yep. Nice talking with you, too. Take care.
Thank you, buddy. See you. All right, a lot of callers lined up. Don in Middle River. Good morning, Don. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Don.
What's going on?
I just put my name in for the muzzle loader.
Okay.
I do have a question for you. Have you been hearing anything about the EHD this year, how bad it's been?
It's bad. It's bad. Yeah, DNR put a press release out last week. It's bad. The western part of the state is getting hit pretty hard this year. All the way out to Garrett County, Frederick, Montgomery, Hurton, Eastern Shore, Hurton. I'm hearing guys that I talk to, landowners are finding deer dead all over their properties. So, yeah.
Wow.
I can't tell what it does. On the property we hunt, because I don't travel into, we hunt basically a finger that goes into the bedding area, which opens up into pretty much like a marsh, and I don't go in there. I leave the deer alone in there, and when they're all heading there, the deer that Chris shot, its feet were all black with mud.
Yeah, so we know
marsh
it came
mud.
Up
so we know
marsh.
We know at one point it came in through the marsh. Buck I shot last year, same thing, but I don't travel in there, so that would probably be where we'd find anything on that farm. So, but yeah, a lot of guys are saying they're finding them. The farmers are finding them when they pick their crops. The guys going out to do their tree stands. I have an article coming up in the next Maryland Hunting Quarterly. DNR actually has a Q&A about EHD that you can link to off the last press release. But yeah, it's widespread this year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Normally it doesn't go out west.
Yeah, well, normally it doesn't, but it did. Normally it's a little wetter out there, but yeah, it hit out west this year. Sometimes it's southern Maryland, sometimes it's the shore. Last year it was the lower shore, got hit hard. And it's all because of the reproduction of these midges, you know, these midges that bite the deer and inject the virus into them. So it's, you know, it's tough when it's a dry summer and you don't get any rain. Wet spring, dry summer.
So. Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
Sorry for the bad news.
Yeah, that's what I've been hearing. I go down Beltsville Agricultural Center.
Yeah.
I do the management program down there, and the gentleman in the wildlife office was saying, yeah, it's, I think in 19 and 20, they had a bad outbreak, and he said it's just as bad this year, if not worse.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's for sure.
Yeah. As of yesterday evening, there was only one buck taken in that whole complex down there.
Oh, my gosh. That's unusual.
Yes. If you remember back in the day, it was always a big line to get in there for muzzleloader.
I do.
Nobody's seeing down there.
Wow. Well, it's tough all over, I will tell you that. And, of course, the full moon. Everybody talks about the full moon. But we're in a tough time here in October for locating bucks. I mean, they're traveling. They're feeding it on acorns more so than in the corn and everything else. So we're just, you know, we're just in a weird period here in October with the full moon and all the other elements that I suspect it'll turn around here for firearm season. So,
yeah.
Anyway, thank you for the call, buddy.
Right.
Appreciate that. Yep.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Patrick, I'm sorry. We're going to take a break. I got to take care of our sponsors here, and we'll get back to you if we possibly can. If we can't, hang on through the news. We want to talk to you. We'll accept your name in the muzzleloader contest, and we'll go from there. Spurry's Tire Service, located right here at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads. Man, just off Route 50 in Easton, that's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. American-made Bridgestone tires and all the rest. If whatever your vehicle needs, Spurry's has the tires for your car, your truck, any make, any model. And Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard to your barnyard. As you travel around the Eastern Shore and you see all these machines that are out there picking corn and doing whatever they're doing, Spurry's has a farm service that goes farm to farm to farm and takes care of the tires for these farmers, these giant tires on all these machines. They do all that too. And if your garden tractor needs a tire, they'll fix it, or you know, you can replace it right there. If you own any kind of trailer or an ATV, Spurry's has the tire. Spurry's offers tire repair, full-service automotive repair. They'll check, they'll diagnose, and repair your vehicle when that dreaded check engine light comes on. They have a 24-hour truck service, and all that and more has kept Spurry's customers, including Robin and me, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by, no appointment needed for tires. Give Spurry's Tire Service in Easton a call. 410-822-7384. Did I say there's no appointment needed for tires? That's true. Visit their website, too, spurriestire.com, 410-822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Dorchester County is the beating heart of Sika deer hunting in Maryland. In Cambridge, hunters will find a real treasure for outfitting their Sika and whitetail deer properties, Chesapeake Seed and Feed. First of all, Chesapeake Seed and Feed stocks deer corn by the bag or the pallet, deer supplements featuring Tecumseh products, and all the seed for the finest food plots. Chesapeake Seed and Feed carries 12-point hunting blinds HB feeders in stock with capacities up to 1,000 pounds of corn, capsule brand lifetime feeders, Moultrie feeders and accessories, apple cracker blocks and bags. All that with supplies and food for pets, wild birds, farm, lawn, and garden. For deer corn, hunting blinds, deer feeders, and apple cracker deer feed, stop by Chesapeake Seed and Feed. 10-1 Cedar Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Call 410-228-4392. That's 410-228-4392. And the website, ChesapeakeSeedandFeed.com.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment, and you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Oh, well, thank you very much for that. Let's talk to Patrick. Good morning, Patrick. How are things with you?
Oh, everything's good. I was just calling in to enter the muzzleloader contest.
All right. You're from Centerville?
Yes.
Yep. Are you a hunter?
Yeah, we're about to head out now to go do some duck hunting.
Duck hunting, I got it. Have you been out looking at the deer stands? Have you seen any deer on your properties that have succumbed to EHD?
Yeah, the farmers next to my farm, they said they found about 20 or 30 dead deer. And
oh, man.
We've lost a lot of deer on the cameras. It's a dry spell. There's not much water around.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I haven't seen a buck since September on one of our cameras, or two of our cameras actually. So I don't know what's going on. But,
Yeah, we had one buck that was showing on camera every day, and we ain't seen it for a month. And
yeah,
we got three cameras and not even really getting any does.
Wow. Well, that sounds similar. We've got two cameras out, and we're getting the does. There were three there. There were three up there at the north stand, Chris. There were three there at 1 o'clock this morning. But you weren't.
Of course. No. 1 o'clock this morning, I was out.
Hey, Patrick, thanks for the call, buddy. You're in the contest.
Thank you.
All right. Mm-hmm. See you later. Good luck. It is duck season, that's for sure. All right. Let's see if we can get a couple more commercials in there to take us to the end of the hour, and then we'll start fresh with phone calls in the new hour, okay? 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Get online to get in the contest. You can also email your entry, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Go.
Hey, apple cracker deer feed blocks and bags use the supercharged flavor of apples to attract deer. And apple cracker deer feed keeps them coming back with a blend of grains, protein, and minerals.
Use the blocks, the bags, or if you have a feeder, use Apple Cracker Spinoff. Dirt Digger Minerals come in three flavors. Molasses Craze, Apple Craze, and Cherry Craze flavors blended with the best combination of scents and minerals that deer crave. Apple Cracker Deer Feed and Dirt Digger Minerals are available at leading hunting retailers, hardware stores, and feed stores across the Mid-Atlantic. For a dealer locator, product information, or to become a dealer, visit applecrackerdeerfeed.com or call Stoltz Foose Mineral Supply at 484-429-3929. That's 484-429-3929, applecrackerdeerfeed.com. It's time to practice your wing shooting and sight in your firearms. At Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range, you can do both. Located just off Route 50 in Mardella Springs, you'll find a 50-station sporting clays range and a firearms range for handgun rifles, shotguns, and muzzleloaders with distances from 25 to 500 yards. Take Old Bradley Road to get to Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range. Inside the Delmarva Sporting Clays retail store, you can browse new and used firearms in the gun room or select your favorite ammunition. See the 10-point crossbows and tons of hunting accessories to make your day. Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range will buy or trade your firearm. If you own a collection, they're interested. Stop by Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range in Mardella Springs, open every day except Christmas. The website is dscfff.com. Call 410-742-2023 for an appointment for Sporting Clays. That's 410-742-2023 for Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range. Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood. Year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.